Mishnah.
Shir Pei Zayin, Gim Aleph, Zayin Adar.
Shnei Achim v'meis Echod mehem. Be'etzem we're learning is two sugyas that be'etzem come together. The sugya of Zikah Keknusa and the sugya of Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. The Iker Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan is in Yutes Amud Beis. But the Gemara mixes it together, we'll see the Tzus of the Shmaise. Shnei Achim v'meis Echod mehem. And so we have two Achim and Meisech on them. And Yibam Hasheni is Eish Sochi, and after that Noilad Lo Yemach. So Yibam and after that Noilad. And Meis, the second brother that did Yibam. הראשון היית את משום היססוכים של ההיה בעילמי והשני המשום צרוסו. So the Mishnah brings down the case of Yibam ואחר כך נוילד. Also במים או במייס השני החולצס ולא מסיע באמץ. נבדם זוג דמישנה רבשי מנועים מהם מייבם לאיזה מהם שירצה או חולץ לאיזה מהם שירצה. So the case of the Mishnah is Yibam ואחר כך נוילד. So רבונן הולד היססוכים של בעילמי יספרטו. And Reb Shimon holds meyabem leizem mehem sheirtze yibem ve'achar kach noilad. You could do yibum. So bepashtes hamishne, Reb Shimon is only cholik on the case of yibem ve'achar kach noilad. That Tanekame holds that you cannot do yibum, and Reb Shimon holds you could do yibum. Zog de Gemara Omar Rav Oishiya cholukoy Reb Shimon av barishoino. And we have two Mishnayos. The first Mishnah is Noilad ve'achar kach Yibam. Noilad ve'achar kach Yibam. This is the case of the Mishnah. First Mishnah in the Perek. Keitz ezorim shlo yabaylom, ishtayachim v'meis echod mehem, ve'noilad lo yemach ve'achar kach Yibam. There's Noilad ve'achar kach Yibam. Our Mishnah is as Yibam ve'achar kach Noilad. Our Mishnah is as Yibam ve'achar kach Noilad. So the first Mishnah is Yibam ve'achar kach Noilad and Noilad ve'achar kach Yibam, and the second Mishnah is Yibam ve'achar kach Noilad. Omar Rav Oishiya cholukoy Reb Shimon av barishoino. Reb Shimon is matir sai Noilad ve'achar kach Yibam, sai Yibam ve'achar kach Noilad. Zog de Gemara mimai. Why bichlal we have to have the first Mishnah? Only write the second Mishnah, Yibam ve'achar kach noilad. Only write the second Mishnah, Yibam ve'achar kach noilad. And in that Mishnah of Yibam ve'achar kach noilad, Rabbanon will hold that you cannot do Yibum even be Yibam ve'achar kach noilad metzor be'eter. Reb Shimon holds you allowed to. Why bichlal you need to have the whole reisha? Lemaik tonilo, why we have the reisha? Ilem ele rabbonon that you cannot do yibum. Hashto yibum in our mission was safe noilad. Dechi ashkeche beheter ashkeche asri rabbonon noilad ve'achar kach yibum miboye. So why you need the first mishnah? Elo lav le Reb Shimon itzterich. And Reb Shimon is cholek in the reisha that even noilad ve'achar kach yibum you could do yibum. V'ton reisha lo idiach hakoyche de Reb Shimon. ותונה סייפה לא ידיע אחר כך את הרבונו ובדין הוא דליף לא יקרב שימן בריש זה בגלל חידוש אלא נוטלו לרבונו נעד בסיימה למילסה ועוד הפוליג עליי so the maskonas רבו אישיה חולו כה ירב שימן אף בו ראשינו not everyone is masking with רבו אישיה אבל רבו אישיה שיטה is that רב שימן is matir סי יבן ואחר כך נוילד סי נוילד ואחר כך יבן פרק די גמורה ולרב שימן אלא איש הסוכים שלא היה בו אילומי לרב שימן היכי משכח אסלו If he's matir, say be noilad v'achar kach ibim, say be ibim v'achar kach noilad. He's matir in both cases. So what is the case of eishesachiv shaloi ba'ilamoi that is also in the Torah? So the Gemara bechad achev v'mis v'noilad loyach. V'meile now stam the aloch is he can't do ibim because he shaloi hoya ba'ilamoi. Inami betrei v'lo ibim v'lo imis. Betray ve'ibim ve'loimes. Betray ve'ibim ve'loimes. So b'chay gav ne'estui chetim z'salim in Rab Shimon that you cannot do yibum. Other b'chad ach, and he died and a new brother is born, so you cannot do yibum k'shelo yibay lamay. Other betray ve'lo yibim ve'loimes. Lo si de gemor. So I want a little bit to be masbir. And with that we'll have the tzus of the shmais of the gemor. And the Gemara is asking a kasha, Bishleim en noilad v'achar, Yibim v'achar kach noilad is ashkecho be'eter. Bishleim en Yibim v'achar kach noilad ki ashkecho be'eter ashkecho. Elo noilad v'achar kach Yibim, my time. Elo noilad v'achar kach Yibim, my time. Ari lechura b'shaz that he was born, it was also. Kosovar yezike v'zike keknuso. Dosi de Gemara. So the b'mazbi of the Seder ha Gemara, we'll try to go Keseda. We have a machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see you Tess Amud Beis, Chof Amud Aleph, is the Iker Sugya. But we'll go Tamtis Advorim. There's two main drochim in Rabbi Seinu, how to learn Pshat in machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon. We mentioned them already a couple times. But we'll see. Here's Be'etzem, Tchilas, Be'etzem, Mokim HaSugya. The first way is Rebbe Elchanan's Mehalach. Rebbe Elchanan learns like this. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, Yibum is Matir Isur Eishesach. Is a Isur Eishesach. Aber Mitzvahs Yibum is Doiche Isur Eishesach. Every Eishesach that comes up, Mitzvahs Yibum is Doiche the Isur Eishesach. Mitzvahs Yibum is Doicha de Isur Eishesach. What is the raya that Mitzvahs Yibum is Doicha Isur Eishesach? Every Eishesach that stands in front of Yibum is Nitche Mipnei Yibum. What is the raya? A person is married to a lady and he divorces her. And he remarries. And then he dies. You could do Yibum or not. Someone is married, divorces, gets married again and then he dies. You could do Yibum? What? Forget it. I want to see what Shani Mapulim is, but I don't want to miss my palace. Avadi, you could do Yibum. Avadi, you could do Yibum. How you could do Yibum? She's a Shesach from before. She's a Shesach. How you could do Yibum? Someone was married to a lady, divorces her, and marries her again. And now he dies. You do Yibum. I don't want to miss my palace. The Gemara says in Kuftes, you do Yibum. How you do Yibum? The Eishesach from the second time is Oymed Leibum. The Eishesach from the first time is not Oymed Leibum. But the Eishesach from the first time is not Oymed Leibum. If it's not Oymed Leibum, how you could do Yibum? She's Eishesach from before. How you could do Yibum? What do you mean the same marriage? It's two different marriages. You don't bring back yesterday marriage.
But he can't say it's
Nesra
because it's...
I said Nesra, I asked Eishesach. I didn't say Nesra, I asked Eishesach.
What's the point, what's the problem with the first marriage? Because there was a second marriage. The second marriage is Mutter. Maybe she's
Erev Tehmah,
so he came
out.
It's not, it's the same way
she... Yeah, exactly. So, Lechura, is it Isur Eishesach? As Avi Ala Arai is Haosur Leibum, she's a Shesach from the first marriage, and that alone is a reason not to get married. The Teretz is Zog Rabbi Elchanan. Zog Rabbi Elchanan. The Teretz is Mitzvah Yibum is Matir Isur Eishesach. Mitzvah Yibum is Matir Isur Eishesach. Don't make a difference if this Eishesach falls leibum or this Eishesach doesn't fall leibum. Mitzvahs Yibum is Matir Isur Eishesach. So while Mitzvahs Yibum is Matir Isur Eishesach, while Mitzvahs Yibum is Matir Isur Eishesach, b'meile, even if you get divorced and you're married again, I have now a mitzvah sibum. So what if it's a isur reishasach? Mitzvah sibum is matir isur reishasach. So maybe this is the pshat in the Gemara and daf chof shlishi mekeach sheini uba. Mikol makoyim, if this is the pshat, so lechure rabbonon don't make sense. Why is his ochiv shelo yo bo ilomoi? Reuven dies. Levi is born. Shimon does yibum. Now Shimon dies. Why Levi can't do yibum? You're right that he doesn't have a mitzvah als eishes Reuven, but he has a mitzvah als eishes Shimon. I is eishes ach von Reuven, but the mitzvah yibum will be doicha the isur eishes ach. Why the mitzvah yibum is not doicha the isur eishes ach? Eishes Reuven. Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum. Why Levi can't do Yibum now? You're right that he doesn't have a mitzvah as Eishes Reuven, but he has a mitzvah as Eishes Reuven. Again, Nachman. Rebbe Cholon learns, mitzvah Yibum is doicha Yisur Eishes Ach. So while mitzvah Yibum is doicha Yisur Eishes Ach, b'meile, Evi b'shalai haya b'ilam, why you can't do Yibum? Evi b'shalai haya b'ilam, why you can't do Yibum? The Teretz is, Zogt Rebbe Chonon, the reason you cannot do Yibum is, Nesro. While when Reuven died, and Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum, is Nesro. V'keimen she Nesro shoha achas, Nesro ilomis. We already said it three times, I just want to misal the Dvorim now that was together to the sugi by us. But maybe it's Nesro. Nesro Shorachas, Nesro Ilomis. This is good in a case if Noilad ve'achar kach Yibum. Reuven dies, Levi is born, then Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, so even that Levi is coming now Mikoyach Shimon, he can't do a Yibum to Eishes Reuven, because Eishes Reuven was Nesro. Eishes Reuven was Nesro. But in the case of Yibum ve'achar kach noilad, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, in our case of the Mishnah, and then Levi is born, is no Nesro. So l'churef is no Nesro, so why Rabbonon hold that Levi can do Yibum? Are he's getting a mitzvah Yibum as Eishes Shimon, he has a mitzvah Yibum. If he has a mitzvah Yibum as Eishes Shimon, why is Nesro? What is the Nesro here? B'shas Nefile was only Shimon in the world. She was Zokuk to Yibum. Shimon made Yibum. Now Levi is born. Shimon dies. Why Levi can't do Yibum? There's no Nesro. Avdem Rebbe Elchanan learns that the Gemara was saying Yutesam Udbei's words, Adayin Yibumim Arishonim Aleo, and it's called Nesro. Ashver Ezach. This is Rebbe Elchanan B'das Rabbonon. Reb Shimon holds. So now it's very Gishma. If Reb Shimon holds Yibim ve'achar kach noilad, that noilad ve'achar kach Yibim is osur, and Reb Shimon only holds that beYibim ve'achar kach. Again, if Reb Shimon holds noilad ve'achar kach Yibim is osur, and he's only matir like the case of our Mishnah, Yibim ve'achar kach noilad is very gishmak. If Reb Shimon holds that it's only mutter in the case of Yibim ve'achar kach noilad, because there's no Nesro. Aval noilad ve'achar kach Yibim is also very gishmak. Reb Shimon holds from Nesro. Reb Shimon holds from Nesro. So Yibim ve'achar, noilad ve'achar kach Yibim, Reb Shimon holds is Nesro. Yibim ve'achar kach noilad is mutter, is no Nesro. He doesn't hold from Yibumim Arishonim Aleo. But if Reb Shimon holds that it's muter, even benoilad ve'achar kach Yibim, why is no Nesro? Learns Lefi Reb Elchanan that this is the Gemara's kasha. Lefi Reb Elchanan, this is the Gemara's kasha. Frek the Gemara, bishlei me Yibim ve'achar kach noilad, metzor beheter, and it's no Nesro. Aval noilad ve'achar kach Yibim is a Nesro. Avdem zog the Gemara, zika kiknuso. Vail is a zika kiknuso. So b'meile, when Levi is born, she's already knusa to shimen, so b'meile is no nesro. This is the way lefi Reb Elchanan you learn the Gemara. And again, the pashtes advarim without the yukim, this is the lashonis of Rashi. So again, lefi Reb Elchanan, the Gemara is very glad saying without the dikdukim and Rashi, lefi the pshutei shel dvarim b'Rashi. The Seder of the Gemara is like this. Ali be'etzem lekule alme mitzvah sibu mezmatir isur eshesach. Doesn't make a difference how much eshesach you pile on top of them. When you have a mitzvah sibu, the isur eshesach disappears. Mitzvah sibu mezmatir isur eshesach. That's the halacha. Mitzvah sibu mezmatir isur eshesach. Lekule alme. Just Rabbanon hold. It's matir, divorce, it's matir. Aber, b'shalahoy aboy lomoy, why it's not matir? Because nesro. This is good, noilad v'acharkach yibem. Yibem v'acharkach noilad is no nesro. Zog dikmor is nesro, because yibum arishayim aleo. And what's alt repshimen? So with alt revoy shia repshimen holds, kipshutoy. Noilad v'acharkach yibem is nesro. Yibem v'acharkach noilad is no nesro. He doesn't know yibum arishayim, it's glad. But Rav Oishi was mechadish that Rav Shimon is matir even noilad ve'achar kach yibem. Frag the Gemara, lefi Reb Elchanan, frag the Gemara. Vishnei meyibem ve'achar kach noilad ki ashkecha be'eteira ashkecha. Loshen Rashi, sheloi nesro olof shoachas. It's not nesro. Reb Elchanan, let's keep shooting the Rashi. Elo noilad ve'achar kach yibem, my time, is a nesro. Kosovar yesh zike ve'zike keknusa. And Zike Keknuso takes care, and Zike Keknuso takes care of it, that it's not called Nesro. The Zike Keknuso makes it that it's not going into the parsha of Nesro. How does Zike Keknuso take care of it that it doesn't go into the parsha of Nesro? Well, it's Keknuso by the second brother. It's all by the second brother. Well, it's all by the second brother. But Mele is no Nesro. It's already Kilo married to him. This is the glad way lefi Reb Elchanan. We mentioned Reb Nochem learns nishtase. And again, the whole tariff from Reb Nochem alone, we will have to learn Yutes Amud Beis Chof. But to have the Tzuras HaGemor lefi Reb Elchanan, lefi Reb Nochem, and we mentioned, I'm not going now that all of the Diyukim and Rashi show the loike Reb Elchanan. But we said, Lozab ala Diyukim. Reb Nochem said one thing, why he knows not like Reb Elchanan. Can be that Gantz Yevomis is Giboit of Nesro, Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, and the Gemara doesn't know Nesro till the Flamet. But Lefi Reb Elchanan, the whole sugi is everything is around Nesro. Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, the Gemara is Kashi, the Gemara is Teretz, everything is around Nesro. And he's right. Rashi in the Ftes says Nesro. We have three Rashis that say Nesro. Beis Amud Beis, Rashi says Shaloi Boi Lomoi. He's explaining why. What is the difference, why it's also, he says, Kevin Shenesro, Shoachas Nesro, Ilomis. Rashi says it in Tes Amud Beis, first Rashi in Tes Amud Beis, second Rashi in Tes Amud Beis, and Rashi Bayos. Aber Zog Reb Elchanan Zloch Loyale Al Adas. Zog Reb Nochem Zloch Loyale Al Adas. So Reb Nochem learns a little bit different. And again, in the sugis later, we'll see the rise to it. Lineda. Zog Reb Nochem, Yibum is matir, not every Eishesach in the world. Only a Eishesach that is oimed le'yibum. A Eishesach that is not oimed le'yibum, the Eishesach is not matir. The Yibum is not matir. Why? Because Reb Nochem explains, not that Yibum is matir Eishesach, Eishesach is not osur le'yibum. Eishesach is not osur le'yibum. B'meile, why be'etzem every time when there's three brothers and one dies, the second one does Yibum, the third one could take over the Eishesach? Ah, he has the Eishesach from before. The Gemara says, Shlish mikach sheini yubo. Val the sheini is mikayim Yibum, and the first one, I also have a heta. Zog Reb Nochem, so what is the machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon? Zog Reb Nochem has it. Avad the numul Eishesach is mutar le'yibum. Aber shaloi hoya be'olomoy is a afkoe in the parsha. It's a meal. It's like Eishesach minayim. It's Eishesach minayim. B'meila Eishesach minayim is not mutar le'yibum. On Nesro. This is Eishesach that doesn't have a heter yibum. You write that every Eishesach has a heter le'yibum. And I come in Shein Mikach Shlishi and I have a heter on the Friyadik Eishesach. Aber shaloi hoya be'olomoy is a Ervadik Eishesach. That never has a heter. No, if it doesn't have a heter, So everyone has to hold that it's also. So what is Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan? If you decide that it's an Elvedi Geisha Sach, and it's very glad to say that it's an Elvedi Geisha Sach. But if it's an Elvedi Geisha Sach, so Rabbanan are right, and Rabbi Shimon is wrong. Zog Rabbi Nochem Azei. What makes it Elvedi Geisha Sach? It's not a real Elvedi Geisha Sach. Why? Eish Sach Min Ha'em is an Elvedi Geisha Sach. Eilonist is an Elvedi Geisha Sach. Not with this brother. Not with this brother. Zokter Azei, when it becomes the Elvedik Eishesach, when it is a reason for it to fall a Yibum, and you tell him no, then it becomes the Elvedik Eishesach. If it doesn't have a reason to fall a Yibum, so it never became an Elvedik Eishesach. And I will explain myself. Like we said before the divorce, it's not an Elvedik Eishesach. Even though there's no mitzvah Yibum. But this is Eishesach, that when we're coming to the parsha, you could do Yibum. Shalai Ba'ilomo is a regular Eishesach. Just the brother was not here. So if the brother is there and the Torah says no, so in that no, the Torah was moitzim from the parsha. But if he's not around, the Torah was not moitzim from the parsha. Memele Zokter Hazeh. Rabbanon hold like this. Noilad ve'achar kach yibem. Hashem said no. It became an Ervedikei Shesach. It's on Nesro. It's an Ervedikei Shesach. It's like a Shesach min ha'em. You never could do Yibum. Yibem ve'achar kach noilad. Be'etzim the Torah never said no. Yibumim harishonim aleho. It's considered that the Zika is there. And while Yibumim harishonim aleho, it's considered that the Zika is there. And while it's considered that the Zika is there, B'meila it became Elvedi Keshesach. So lefi Rabbanon it becomes Elvedi Keshesach. Why? If it's Noilad ve'achar kach yibem, we told Levi no, and that no it became Elvedi Keshesach. If it's Yibem ve'achar kach Noilad, be'etzem we never said no, val Yibum marishonim aleho, it's ki'ilu we say no to him to Yibu. Rabbanon hold, Rab Shimon hold, Yibem ve'achar kach Noilad, was no parsha of Zika Bichlal. He was out of the picture. The male, he never got a no. He never became a Elvedi Kei Shesach. Zog di Gemara, Be'noilad ve'achar kach yibem, why Reb Shimon is matir? Zog di Gemara, Zika Kiknuso, so the male, again, it never fell down to him. This is Be'etzem di Gemara to both Pshatim. And again, I'm not gishit, the Pshatim, we'll see Be'ez Hashem Yutes Chof. But we need to know it for the whole Hemshech HaSugya. So the Gemara Be'etzem is stelling a kasha. Let me gain Tzurik to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, she understands Reb Shimon without Rav Oishiyeh. Reb Shimon is only choylik in the second Mishnah. What is the second Mishnah? We choylik in the second Mishnah. As the second Mishnah holds that word, Yibim ve'achar kach noilad, ve'egishmak. Ve'egishmak. Be'yibim ve'achar kach noilad, is no zike, and is no nesro. Be'mele it's muta. So lefi Reb Elchanan, the Nusach is no nesro. Lefi Reb Nochem is no nefile to the, because already it's Yibim. So b'meil it's not Elvedi Kei Shesach. So it's muta when Shimon dies. Aval noilad ve'achar kach Yibim. Aval noilad ve'achar kach Yibim. When he was born, is nesro. When he was born, it was a zikah to him, and Hashem said no. So why Reb Shimon is choylek? Avdem zog di Gemara, because he holds Zika Keknusa. Yes, Zika Vizika Keknusa. And it's a big chidush, the Musa give yes, Zika Vizika Keknusa. We machshiv it ki'ilu she's married to Shimon, and Memele is no Nesro, and Bichlal doesn't fall to Levi, and Bichlal is no Zika to Levi. We'll have to see what is this shtarkeit of Zika Keknusa. The Teisus Rit says that Shaloiya Lechotos, and Zika Keknusa, Zog the Teisus Rit, even if Zika Keknusa, what would be if the Yavama is Mezane? She's like a Shasisha Mezane or not? Zika Keknusa. Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa. If Zika Keknusa. Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa. She's Chayev Misa? Avada Nisht. So what it means that she's married? What does it mean that she's married? Zika Keknusa, we said, is nothing left to Shimon, to Levi. She's already Ki'ilu married to Shimon. She's already Ki'ilu married to Shimon. Zog that Eis Esrida, but Rav Adi, Shemeres Yovim Shel Zinso is not Chayev Misre. Shemeres Yovim Shel Oviv is not Chayev Misre. When I say Aniyah Zika, it's meaning Zika Keknuso, we're explaining that everything is by him. There's no Zika to Levi. Not Ktas. There's no Zika to Levi. Again, but again, the Yesoid. The Yesoid is that if it's a Zika Klapi Levi, it's Nesro, Lefira Belchono. If a Zika Klapi Levi, it gets a shame of Shiloh Yoyaboy Lomoy. Das ist der Chisson und der Suge. Sag die Gmore, Reibisch, war alles Zike geknusso? War alles Zike geknusso? Bemeile! War alles Zike geknusso? Bemeile! It's considered in ganzen belong to Shimon. So while it's considered in ganzen belong to Shimon, so there's nothing left to Levi. Nothing left to Levi. And there's no Nesra, there's no Zike. I'm explaining, because we have to understand, the Gmore's cash is what the Gemara is looking for. The Gemara is looking for a chetimtze that will be no Zike Klapi Levi, that will not be called Nesro, that will not be called the shame of Shalahir Ba'ilamoy. If you remember, Alibi the Rabbanon, it's enough Yibum Rishonim to make a Nesro. It's enough Yibum Rishonim to call a Shalahir Ba'ilamoy. Here it's Zuke Keknusa, there's nothing left. Zikir Kignusa said there's nothing left. Abel, it's not mamish a marriage. We have to know exactly what it means. The second, we'll see the second in the Rishonim why I'm telling the kasha so stark. Frag the Gemara Akasha. Frag the Gemara Akasha. Lo megein do pamelach. Frag the Gemara. If Reb Shimon is matir, say be yibem ve'achar kach noilat. So what is the case that Alibi the Reb Shimon Eishes Ochiv Shelohoyo Boilomo, you can't do Yibu? What is the case? Yibim Ve'acharkach Noilad, you could do Yibu. Noilad Ve'acharkach Yibim, you could do Yibu. So what is the case that you cannot do Yibu? What is the case that you cannot do Yibu? What is the case that you cannot? What is the case that you cannot do Yibu? What is the case that you cannot do Yibu? What is the chetimtze? And the Gemara says two tirutzim. Zog the Gemara, mashkachas lo bechad ache v'mis v'noilad loyach. One brother and the other brother was born later. There you have to have the pasuk if shloyu ba'ilamoy that cannot do yibu. Inami betrei v'lo yibem v'lo imes. So I want to tell these two lines of the Gemara Be'etzem are the mafteach of the whole sugya. The Gemara is trying to find a chetimtze alibe de Reb Shimon if shelohoyo ba'ilome that you need a posuk ki yesh v'achim yachdov that you can do yibuch. Arei b'noilad v'achar kach yibem or b'yibem v'achar kach noilad you could do yibem. Zog the Gemara, what is the chetimtze? So the first teretz is it's a shvach teretz. I'll explain why the Gemara doesn't stay with the first teretz. Chud Gemara says a posh to posuk. I need the pasuk. Was one brother, he died. A week later was born another brother. So without Yachdov, he could have done Yibum. Shaydin Yachdov, he cannot do Yibum. There you don't have Yibum, you don't have Zike Keknusa, you don't have Yibem, no one is there, there's only one brother, he's dead. There's a new brother born. If the new brother is born, there you have a meal that you can't do Yibum. A poshtei chetimtze. Why the Gemara doesn't like this poshtei chetimtze? Why the Gemara says the second echetimtze? I want to explain. Pashas, the Gemara says echetimtze. Tanit says, Taisa said already in the beginning of the period, it's a very shvach echetimtze. It's nishkin dar kenoyam anyway to choyza with the mizdakek. All of the Rishonim said this is a very shvach echetimtze. Muberes, Taisa said it there, it's pseh. Taisa said it there, I didn't say it, Taisa didn't say. But all of the Rishonim, chutz from Taisa said, avada in that place is nishkin dar kenoyam. I'm explaining, because of that, and again, Mu'uberes is a big chidush, u'berzoikek, ba 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 ba. Val Mu'uberes is a whole big chidush to say this echetimtze. I'm just explaining why the Gemara is rushing to say another echetimtze, and not to arrange gifal that the ganze posuk is in Mu'uberes. And here the Gemara says the second echetimtze. Why I need a posuk of Yachdov? Not for the first case. The first case, maybe Taki, I don't need a posuk of Yachdov. But I need a posuk of Yachdov for the second case. What is the second case? It's two brothers. One dies. and the third brother is born, and the second brother didn't do Yibum and didn't die, the Pasuk says that the third brother cannot do Yibum. That's the Gemara. Trei achi velo yibem velo imes. Again, they have klodei chetim to the Gemara. It's the only case of the Gemara. Two brothers, one dies, and the other one is born, and the middle brother didn't do Yibum and didn't die. Lo Yibum velo imes. The third one cannot do Yibum. Why? Ki yeshu achim yachdov. Shoyselem yeshiva achas ba'ilov. That is the case. If he did Yibum avad. Zog de Rashbo. Is meduyek in the Gemara that this is the only case. So again, here the Loshna Gemara. What is the case? Two brothers, one dies, the third one is born, and the second one didn't do Yibum and didn't die, so the third one can't do Yibum. Zog de Rashbo is meduyek in the Gemara. What would be if it's two brothers, the third one is, first one dies, the third one is born, and the second one dies? The third one could do Yibum or not? Again, three brothers, the first one dies, the third one is born, now the second one dies. The third one could do Yibum or not? The case of the Mishnah is Yibum v'achakech noilad, noilad v'achakech Yibum. But Alamol, the second one did Yibum. What if the second one bichlal didn't do Yibum? But he died. The third one could do Yibum or not? Zog de Rashboye? Zog de Rashboye? Azeiz meduik in the Gemara. Betrei velo yibem velo imes. Pirosh de ilumes. Af al gav de lo yibem. Share le imach mazik as ochi vasheni shohoyo bo ilomoy. De zike ke knuso. Ve have ke noilad ve achar kach yibem de shori reb shimen. This Rashbo, Barbar, this Rashbo is a huge chiddush be'etzem. What? Why? Why? Zog de Rashbo, but why? Why are you allowed to? Shalom, why are you allowed to? Why are you allowed to do Yibum B'chai Gavne? Why are you allowed to do Yibum B'chai Gavne? Zike Keknusa. Here is a Mishnah Dike Chiddush. Before, some people were trying to say, I asked the Kasha, what is the Pshat in Reb Shimon? First one dies, second one does Yibum. We say Zike, even if he doesn't do Yibum, Zike Keknusa. So maybe it's not Nesra to Levi, it's no Zike to Levi. So maybe later, when Shimon dies, we can't say it was Nesra. It was never sitting on him, it was never parking on Levi, it was never Zokuk to Levi. Say that. Here we're saying now that she's so married to Shimon that Levi could meyabe meisha Shimon. That is she's an erbe from the Eishes Ach. You have the mitzvah yibum to be matter her. To say of them ziki kiknuso, it's a very big chiddush. What? What are you nechanami? What could be the asbori? Shtei do another madrege and ziki kiknuso. So, as I said, and be'etzem Rashi, all the Rishonim say it klo. But the Rashbo says it's meduyek in the Gemara. While the Gemara said veloy meis, the Gemara says veloy meis, mashman lo yitzur he died. Again, it's not the case of the Mishnah. Case of the Mishnah is Shimon did Yibu. No, the Shaila, and Levi is coming mikrayach Shimon. Levi is meyabim Shimon because she's married to Shimon. Just we asking a kasha neesro, val zike keknuso. It's not already on Levi. It's more on Shimon. It's I hear. The zike keknuso was enough to remove it from Levi. It's not neesro. She's sitting at Shimon. It's not nefilah to Levi. But to say that zike keknuso is such a marriage, that zike keknuso is such a marriage, she's so stark. Kiknusa to Shimon, that when Shimon dies, Levi could take over Eish Shimon. It's not Hobo Talia Bichlal. Someone was trying to say it before. It's kiktsas, 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 kiknusa, and it's enough that it will not be called Nesra. Don't say not kiktsas. Say that she's a wife of Shimon, that I could be meyabim Shimon. I have a mitzvah sibum. We said chiv misa. I'm not chayav on her. She's not Mamish's wife. She's not Mamish's wife. She's a Ishes Achiv Reuven. I need to come to the heter of a real mitzvah sibum. I want to explain it more. I'll explain it a little bit more. Ari Be'etzem, she's an Erve Gemura. She's an Erve Gemura of Ishes Reuven. My heter is Duch Shimon. But she's not 100% married to Shimon. So here I need, again, she's an Ishes Reuven in Ganze, not Bezike. She was married to Reuven. She's an Ishes Ach. What is the matir? I have a mitzvah yibum from Shimon is matir. So everyone holds be'etzim that is a matir. This be'etzim, the akdomen we gave for Rebbe Elchanan and Rebbe Nochem, that everyone masking that a mitzvah yibum is matir de ishazach, or the Rebbe Elchanan dik, or the Rebbe Nochem dik. No vos. Nesro stops it. The shem shaloi ba'ilomo, he could stop it. Bezika keknuso is no nesro. Bezika keknuso is no shem ishazach shaloi ba'ilomo. But from here to say, that because of that, there is no Nesro. Because of that, that it's already Zokuk to Shimon, that I could come Mikoyach Shimon, and to say that it's a fully marriage, to boil Eishes Reuven. And she's a full Eishes Reuven. She's not a Chatzi Eishes Reuven. She's married to Reuven. Ah, no. She's married to Reuven. Normally, then Shimon does Yibu. Levi comes Mikoyach Shimon. So everyone holds the Be'etzim, if Levi comes Mikoyach Shimon, he could come. No, what is Nesro? And the whole thing is a Nesro? It's not a Nesro. The Mitzvah Beheter is no Nesro. Mitzvah Beisur is a Nesro. So we said Zika Keknuso is not Mitzvah Beisur. But to Mechadish, we found the first time in the Rishonim, not in the Gemara, a higher level of Zika Keknuso. A higher level of Zika Keknuso. We found the Zika Keknuso that takes away Nesro. We found Zika Keknusa Lemoshel. We said, Legabe Chiyuv Misa. We said, Zika Keknusa is not a real marriage. Now, Legabe, you know Chiyuv Misa if you marry Zika Keknusa. So, it's not 100% a marriage. If it's not 100% a marriage, if it's not 100% a marriage, so why here, if you bought Mikoyach Shimon, it's good? Why here, if you bought Mikoyach Shimon, it's good? What is the heter? What is the heter?
In a case where there's only Zika to one brother, so it's megala that Shimon would have to do.
Lo meshane, but again, Shimon died, and he never married her yet. Our shaila is if Zika Keknusa is a full marriage or a chatzi marriage. Till now, we saw that it's a chatzi marriage. It's enough that there's no Zika to someone else. All of these things. Don't state in the Rashba that it's a complete marriage. Say it. Bow, bow, bow. Mamshich the Rashbo, Frek the Rashbo, Brazei has a Ashtarke Kashe. If this is the Pshat, so we see that Zike Keknuso, she's already married to Shimon. So right, that if Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum to Eisha Shimon, Mitzad Zike Keknuso. Levi could do Yibum to Eisha Shimon, Mitzad Zike Keknuso. Levi could do Yibum to Eishes Shimon mitzad Zika Keknuso. Frek the Rashbo. Here's no way to get out of it. Frek the Rashbo, Barazeh, I don't need a Pasuk Bichlal. What is the tzad that Levi could do Yibum? She's married to Shimon, she's Eishes Ach. Why I need a Pasuk of Yachdom? On Yachdom. Reuven dies, Shimon is there. She's Knuso to Shimon. She's Knuso to Shimon. Levi is born now, he can't marry, she's Eishes Ish. She's a Shazach, he can't marry her. She's already belonged to Shimon. How he could take her? And if we said if Shimon dies, he's doing Yibum to Eishes Shimon. So she's Eishes Shimon. So why need a pasuk of Yachdo that you can't do Yibum? On them you're not allowed to do Yibum. On them you can't do Yibum.
No, on them
she's cooking
as well.
1 second. Lad, don't answer about. First the Rashbo's kasha. Frek the Rashbo, why I need a pasuk of Yachdov that lady can marry? We decided that she's married to Shimon. So stout that if Shimon dies, I may have him as Shimon. 1 second. So Shimon doesn't need to do nothing that she's already complete married to him. So now when Levi is born, we tell him in Shuldik, she's married to Shimon. You can't do Yibum. You can't do Yibum. Zog the Rashbo. Wait, 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 I know, wait. Zog the Rashbo. But you want the answer, maybe the Rashba says, but it doesn't make sense. And I want to explain to you in a second. V'im toima betrei v'lo yivim v'lo yimes, lomu luki yesh v'li me'ut elo yimes, keivon de svir le repshim en de zike keknus adami, teipu gem ishun deish iso chayi. Yesh lo yimar, ilav ki yesh hu achim, I would think that she will become zokuk now to Levi, and if Levi will do yibum, nizbar le mafreya, that she zokik to him and not to the other brother, the male and the pasuk of Yachdov. This is the medrash pliya, the hardest Rashba in Yevamos. Yesh lo imar ilav ki yeshu achim ave amime keiched the noflo kamei trei. He asks the kasha every time when the two brothers zikik and knuso, how the other one marries, she's knuso to the other one. Nizbar lemafreya that is this one. So if Levi will be born without Yachdov, she'll be zokuk to Levi. Levi will do yibum. Nizbar lemafreya that she was zokuk to Levi. And b'meile, he's allowed to marry her. Glad. So before the kashts, first Freit Reb Shimon, Chidush Reb Shimon here in the Agoe, Levi was born a year later. He can't say lemafreya she was zokuk to him. He was not born. She could not be married to him right away. How them bishneim and two brothers lemafres zukukotim? Yeshleim arilav ki yeshu ave aminei ki eichet dinof lo kamei trei. Ve'omad echot mehem ve'konso mafka knisa da aizike de idoch ach. Af agav dimi ikor knusa af le idoch. Hochenami, kshenoylad lo emach lehevi ach ki ilu noylad mi ikore. Vizgal emirza diskuke avele. Ve'im konis lei mafka knisa se mide aizike de sharachim. Loch hitzter ki yesh vachim de machmas ach varish lo elam le matzi miyabem. Fragt Reb Shimon, how you could tell him a frayer here? Two brothers, you could tell him a frayer. This brother was never exist. He was never in the world. How you could tell him a frayer? How you could tell him a frayer? How you will have him a frayer here? How you will have him a frayer here? You said, I'm asking you how you talk when you answer them afreya. No, so if it's not them afreya, she's knusa to him.
No,
the mafreya
is not
Igla. Not true. But that time didn't exist.
It's Igla Mutsa that she was never Zokuk.
Why? But then she was Zokuk talking to him.
No, now that's what Igla Mutsa means.
When it's two brothers, I could hear them afreya, it's me and not him. The Rashba says them afreya. What do you mean? She was zokuk to him. She was not zokuk to him. Again. So what? But he does not exist. She can't be zokuk to him. After it, but the verse is when the Ashes blind it. Again. When it's two brothers stam in the world, we don't say there's no zikir keknusa. Only if one does it in the end, is nizbar lemafreya. Ki eichet b'shvei achim. Why I need Yachdov? That's the Rashba's kasha. Tabelish is married already to Shimon. Zog Rashba, if I will do a yibum, will be zbar lemafreya that she was zokuk to me and not to him. V'meile, I need the Yachdov to say that I can't do yibum. But without Yachdov, will be zbar lemafreya that she zokuk to me and not to him. And v'meile will be no ziki kiknus, and v'meile I could do it. So I started, Magi and the Ritva wants to say that we speak about Meuberes. With the whole Reb Chaim, with the whole Tesis, and maybe could be a Mu'beres. Said we'll have to get back to explain the Rashba. But let me get to the Iker Kasha of the Rashba. And here, Be'etzem, Heip Tzachon Da'avon of the Sugya. Listen carefully. That's the Medrash Pliyadon. Reb Shimon holds Yibim ve'achar kach noilad, noilad ve'achar kach Yibim is okay. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds, I have a heter and there's no nesra. Zike keknusa is no nesra. No nesra. Rabbonon holds is a nesra. Frek de Gemara, what is the echetimtze? Alibe de Reb Shimon, feishesochiv shelo yoyo boi lomoy. Zog the Gemara de Chetimtze is two brothers, one dies, and a new brother is born, that brother can do Yibum now. Beloy Yibum veloy Mes. Why? Als Yachdov. Frek de Rashba on Yachdov, he can do Yibum. Why he can do Yibum? Because he's married to Shimon. Zog the Rashba, no. Without Yachdov, he would come and he would take over. And Bemele, she will be Zokuk to him. He will take over and he will be Meyabim. And Bemele, she is not Zokuk to Shimon. So state Yachdov that he can't take over. So now I want to ask you a shayla. If this is the case, no. So what Reb Shimon holds? Two brothers, one dies. The second one is the third one is born, and the second one does yibum, and the second one dies. You could do yibum alibi the Reb Shimon or not, Mandy? Again, two brothers, one dies. The third one is born. The second one does yibum, and he dies. Levi could do yibum alibi Reb Shimon. Yes. Why? Why is no nesro? Two brothers in the world. The first one dies. Levi is born. And then Shimon does Yibum. State in the Gemara that Alibi the Reb Shimon, Noilad Vachar Kach Yibem, Levi could do Yibum. Why is no Nesro? And for the Gemara, Zike Keknuso. What Zike Keknuso meant? That when Levi was born, she was already Be'etzem, attached to Shimon, and Levi is out of the picture. You told me now that without Yachdov, Levi is not outside the picture. So why Levi can't do Yibum? Not because Zike Keknuso. Why Levi can't do Yibum? Because Yachdov. So this is Nesro. No. This is the Kushi of the Sugya. This is the Kushi of the Sugya. Again. Love again. Do a quick audit study. This is the Kushi Moid Moid. Our Sugya Sagimor is that if everyone, when I have a heter from the Sheini, I have a heter in the first one. Just Rabbon and Alamol have Nesro. And Reb Shimon holds that there's no Nesro. Zog the Gemara beYibum ve'achar kach Noilad. It makes sense that there's no Nesro. Or there's no Zikah, the Nusach from Reb Nochem. Or beNoilad ve'achar kach Yibum is Nesro. Zika keknuso. We explain, when Levi comes, she's already close with Shimon. The Mele is no Nesro. Nesro is, when it comes to Levi and he can't do it, it's Nesro. It never came to Levi. It's already closed by Shimon. Like beYibum ve'achar kach Noilad. No Nesro, she's already closed. Here also, she's already close. This is the Gemara. Now, the Rashba came, and the Rashba asked the Kasha. What I need the Pasuk, what is the case of the Gemara of the Pasuk? Reuven and Shimon, and Levi is born. Shimon didn't die, didn't do Yibum. Shimon is around, you need a Pasuk that Levi can't do Yibum. If I the Rashba, I don't need a Pasuk. Ziki Kiknuso. So the Rashba, without Ziki Kiknuso, I'm sorry, even with Ziki Kiknuso, but without the Achdov, yeah, without the Achdov, Levi could do Yibum. Without the Yachdov, Levi could do Yibum. Why Levi could do Yibum? Isaac Keknuso. What is the answer? Why Levi could do Yibum? Why Levi could do Yibum? What? Why Levi could do Yibum without the Yachdov? It's Golem Mitzvah. So now when Levi comes to the world, she be'etzem comes over to Levi and she wants to do Yibum on the Xerasa Kostov and Yachdov? Yes. So it's Nesro. So it's called Eish Esach Sheyesh Lebonim. So the Gemara, we left with nothing in the Gemara. The whole dance of the Gemara, the Gemara didn't say nothing. The Rashba missed the whole Gemara. I mean, this is the cheshbon of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying, again, the cheshbonis and the oimek, Abshad and Abshir and Rabban, we can say again, New Testament based off. But the cheshbon of the Gemara is to find why Aliba the Reb Shimon, even Benoilad Be'achar Kach Yibem, is no Nesro, Reb Chonandik, or is no Shemesh, Sorim Shle Be'ilomi Lefi Reb Nochem. Why? Because Zike Keknuso. We understand she's close by Shimon. And we said when Shimon dies, she's so close by Shimon that you can make up. Frank the Rashba, if she's so close by Shimon, so she's Eish Shimon. If she's Eish Shimon, so Bichlal Levi can't do Yibum. So don't know, doesn't she consider? But out shela rabbi ilamai, even though she's already closed by Shimon, Levi could come in, and Levi will do yibum, and the mafreshi will be zakuk to him. So be'etzem, when Levi is born without Yachdov, he could have gone over and do yibum now or not? Without Yachdov,
no.
Avada, yes. Only if the Rashba. We'll feel what we're learning now. If the Ritva, the Ritva is also masking. Everyone is masking to the Rashba. We're learning now the Rashba, anyways. But everyone is masking to the Rashba. So I'm asking you, so Levi could do yibum or not? Avada, yes. And don't stay in the Rashba. And then the Rashba says, I don't need a pasuk. If Levi anyway cannot do yibum, I don't need a pasuk in Yachdov. So the Rashba, even that a zika kiknuso to Shimon, but without the Yachdov, Levi comes and he could do yibum. So what is stopping Levi to do yibum? Yachdov. Shelo yoyo bo ilamoy. So be made that this isha is be'etzem a chefzeve isha that has a nesra because Yachdov, and while she has a nesra because Yachdov, she's also to do yibum. She has a nesra because Yachdov, so she's also to do yibum. This is the normal echetimze. If it's a normal echetimze, she's nesra and she can't do yibum, so I don't need a pasuk. I'm sorry, I don't have a heter. So even if Shimon will go now and do yibum, and Shimon dies, you can't take over Shimon. Ari dosi digmores kashe. Ari loy metzor beheter. Dosi digmores kashe. Bishnei me yibim v'achakach noilad metzor beheter. Noilad v'achakach yibim v'ike lemeymar. Enfer digmore, what is the teretz? And the Gemara, the Teretz is, Val Zika Kiknuso, it's Keilu, she's already married to Shimon. If she's married to Shimon, like the Rashba, you can't do Yibum. But no. Even if she's married to Shimon, but the Koyach of every brother is to break it. So it's not married to Shimon. The reason you can't do Yibum is Yachdo. If you can't do Yachdo, it's Nesro. It's Shem Shalai Labai Lamai.
What was
Yibum
that
he showed
that he didn't
what?
What happened to my
Yibum? Beseda, but it was a Nesra. Was a Nesra. Even if he didn't do Yibum, like the Rashi, even if he dies, I could do Yibum, like the Rashi. Even if he dies, like the Rashi, I could do Yibum. The Rashi gave the Akdome, even if he dies, I could do Yibum. Reb Shimon holds from Nesra. Who doesn't hold from Nesra? Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Nesra. Shimon doesn't know for Nesra? He doesn't know for Nesra, why? Because it's already married to the second one. But if the Rashba says that we don't look at it like it's married to the second one, so we didn't gain nothing, so the whole Gemara is weiter schwer. And does it the sugya? And again, and the Rashba has to be true, because if the Rashba is not right, we have the kasha, I don't need Yachdov. If the Rashba is not right, I don't need the pasuk of Yachdov, because she's Eishes Ish. Truly, she's Eishes Ish. I don't need Yachdov. The Teretz is, Avada, I could come to take it away. So the Shaila is, how we miyashav the Rashba? How we miyashav the Rashba? The Pesach Advorim in the Rashba is that Avada, if I would come and I would take over, it will come over to me. Aber be'emes now, she's not Noifel Yibum. Now she's married to Shimon. Now she's married to Shimon. Bemele is no Nesro. It's something in between. Be'etzem, if I would do Yibum, I would have a right. And I'm not allowed to do Yibum. But while I'm not allowed to do Yibum, Lemai says she never falls to Yibum. It's not like every Elva, you could say that. Lemai says now she's Elva, she doesn't fall to Yibum. Doesn't Nesro. Here, Be'etzem, she's married. I would come and I would make a afkoe. I would come and I would make a afkoe. She's already married. She's already closed. It needs a chasach hezber. It needs a chasach hezber. What could be the avona in them? But again, on them. So Be'etzem, the lemafreya here, I think the lemafreya here is also chelek from the avona sadvorim. If it's lemafreya mamish, maybe it's not lemafreya mamish. But these are the two zachen that Be'etzem we have to be fashteing though. One thing is, when we started, what is the lemafreya and the Rashba? We said, the magia and the ritva mu'beres. How you could say lemafreya? She's married already. Shver Rashba. How you could say lemafreya? Ein ore. And the second aura, the second shverkeit is, Lemaise is an Esro. The way the Rashba was made with the Sugya, we left with Gornish in the Sugya. It's a double kosher mode. So from tomorrow we'll try to...